From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In Jamaica, the government says it will push on with its offensive against the alleged drug lord Christopher Koch. The police and military operation has claimed at least 44 lives since it began on Sunday. More bodies arrived at the Kingston morgue today, and much of the Jamaican capital remains shut down or under military control. From Kingston, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Downtown Kingston looks like a ghost town. The streets are abandoned. Banks, businesses, and offices are completely empty, without even a single car in their parking lots. Further west, Jamaican soldiers have surrounded the volatile slum of Tivoli Gardens, home to alleged drug kingpin Christopher Dudas Koch. U.S. prosecutors accuse Koch of running a multi-million dollar cocaine and weapons trafficking operation. After dithering for 9 months over an extradition request, Jamaican authorities this week sent hundreds of heavily armed security forces into Tivoli Gardens to try to capture him. Koch is the de facto mayor of Tivoli Gardens and the head of the Shower Posse gang. Many of his supporters vowed to defend him to the death, shooting at soldiers and barricading the streets. 42-year-old Anthony Campbell, sitting in front of the shuttered funeral home where he works, says the government forces have also been shooting wildly.
Anything move get shoot at. The police don't care who them shooting at. And the soldiers worse don't care.
Campbell says the only person in the neighborhood who does anything for the people is Dudas Koch, the man the authorities are right now trying to catch.
Dudas live right here in the ghetto with me. He know what it is.
He says Dudas Koch lives amidst the people. He passes out food. He pays for kids to go to school. He funds residents' medical bills. And it's a lot more than the government has been doing for this impoverished neighborhood. The fighting eased up today, although sporadic gunfire rang out in parts of downtown and the West Kingston slums. Soldiers took back the street barricades that residents had thrown up, but the city remains extremely tense. At the Kingston Public Hospital, dozens of heavily armed police in flak jackets and helmets guard the emergency room door. Just before noon, a police pickup pulled up to the hospital entrance with three dead bodies tossed haphazardly in the back. A hospital staff member came out, declared the men dead, and the police drove the corpses to the morgue. Richard Crawford, a lecturer in political science at the University of the West Indies, says Dudas Koch and other criminal dons were created by the Jamaican political parties.
This is a defining moment for Jamaica.
Communities such as Tivoli Gardens were constructed as garrisons or strongholds for one political party or another. Koch and his father before him made sure that Tivoli Gardens always elected the Labour Party candidate to Parliament. And in exchange, the politicians looked the other way so that Koch or some other neighborhood don could engage in whatever criminal enterprise he felt like.
The major overriding cause of our problem today has been the association of politics with crime.
Crawford says the government has badly bungled this attempt to capture Dudas Koch, but he adds that this confrontation in the streets, however bungled it may be, mirrors the growing recognition in Jamaica that the bonds between politicians and criminals must be snapped. And the clashes unfolding this week, he says, may be the first step in doing that. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kingston.